USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Sad news out of Plains, Georgia. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, 96-year-old Rosalynn Carter. The former president said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. The Carter Center announced the passing yesterday afternoon at her home. The couple was married right after World War II in 1946, and they were married for 77 years. Current First Lady Jill Biden.
Known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays you'll consider saying include the Carter family in your prayers.
Negotiations are underway of a possible deal to release dozens of hostages held by the terrorist organization Hamas.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on NBC's Meet the Press said it's the closest they've come to reaching an agreement. Finer cautioned that nothing has been finalized, but some of the hostages could be released in exchange for a pause in fighting. Hamas took about 240 people as hostages, including several Americans, during its deadly October 7th attack on Israel. I'm Dave Collins.
The people of Argentina have spoken at the ballot box, and socialism is out in favor of conservatism. Javier Milei has won Argentina's presidential election. Milei entered the race as a political outsider, promising to dollarize Argentina with ties to the American conservative movement. Milei has called climate change a lie of socialism. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down the California Democrat Convention Saturday night. Roughly 2,000 to 3,000 protesters blocked the streets in downtown Sacramento, demanding Democrat leaders call for a ceasefire in Gaza. This happened at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
A 17-year-old Texas girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert in September has been indicted on capital murder charge in the August 27th death of a man she allegedly met online. A Dallas County grand jury indicted Natalie Navarro on allegations of the murder of 21-year-old Arturo Pena by shooting him. The indictment says she allegedly attempted to rob Pena's belongings when she allegedly took his life. Another bad day for SpaceX. The second launch of SpaceX's uncrewed Starship rocket, the largest and most powerful craft on Earth, exploded about 12 minutes into the flight. The Starship, which lifted off over the weekend from SpaceX's South Texas site, had a stage separation and reached space. But ground crews lost communications with the rocket ship after 9 minutes. A Democrat senator is calling on more transparency regarding a Gaza hospital. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
When I have attended briefings in the classified section of the United States Capitol, I say at the end, you know, our adversaries know this stuff. They know we know this stuff. We know they know we know it. The only people who don't know it are the American public.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, is number one at the box office over the weekend, taking in $46 to $47 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.